Let's talk about how we define success. There are tons of examples, and everybody, you know, probably from our upbringing and everything else, defines success in a variety of ways. Some people define success by how much money I have and how big my car is or how big my house is or how many houses I have or any of those types of things. And you know, and most of those things, as I was sort of growing up in the financial services industry, were things that that I used to define success and how I looked at other people and how I thought about life and business and things like that. And I'm not, you know, I'm always very careful to not try to sound like, you know, money is important. You know, money is important. It lives your life. And I have six kids. I can tell you it's an expensive life. But I can tell you that through my coaching practice, I've met a lot of people. And I would say that in that period of time, I met people that make a lot of money. I met people that don't make very much money. And it's not necessarily correlated to happiness and success. But at the core, success to me, which breeds all the other things, financial relationship success, financial success, is really about getting yourself into a place where you're doing what you're good at all the time, right? And how can you not be successful and happy if you're doing what you're good at and you're getting positive reinforcement, as opposed to the traditional way that we're sort of raised and family-wise and company-wise, and which is, you know, when you do your performance evaluation, someone spends the hour telling you what you suck at, right? And very little time about the things that you're good at, right? And so you don't come out of there going, whoopee, wow, I feel really good about myself, right? And so, again, you know, sort of along the same lines of no's an okay answer, it's that, you know, not seeking outside validation, right? And when you're in a job where people are spending more time telling you what you're not good at, you know, so always, to me, I always sort of say, then why am I here? If I'm terrible at all these things you're telling me I'm terrible about, then why am I still here? Why do you keep me, type of thing? So I think, you know, everybody has accumulated history of growing up, and, you know, it depends if you grew up with money, without money, what kind of family you grew up in. But I think that everybody measures success in a different way. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're, you know, we're all going on the ground the same way as we came out, which was with nothing. And so, in a way, I've been fortunate and unfortunate, and that, you know, we've had some medical issues with one of my sons, and it was a really sobering episode for not just me, but for everybody in the family and everything else. And I think that in my particular case, it changed my attitude about how I thought about life. Didn't change my attitude about I need money to live and live the kind of life I want to live, but it probably started the ball rolling in terms of thinking about being more comfortable with myself. And I think at the end of the day, if you're really comfortable with yourself and you really, and I mean really comfortable, and you know who you are, and you're okay with who you are, and you're a good person, and you're not out to hurt people or be mean to people or stuff like that, but you're just a good person and you feel comfortable standing up for yourself, I said that's a pretty big measure of success. There aren't many people in life that feel that good about themselves. If there were, there'd be less plastic surgeons, but that's a whole other show that we can do at another time. But that actually, you know, can actually say, you know, like, I like me, and you know, not every aspect of me do I like, but I'm comfortable with who I am. You know, as I often say to my clients, I said, you know, the irony is I'm 65 years old, and I've been doing what I've been doing now for the last really 10 to 15 years. And prior to that, I spent my entire life trying to be somebody else. Somebody else that my parents wanted me to be, somebody else that my workers wanted to be, somebody else that my school teachers wanted me to be, and I was afraid to be me. And, you know, somebody that I met today said to me, yeah, but, you know, you had a pretty successful career, notwithstanding that. And I said, was it successful? I said, by what measure? I said, I was unhappy through most of it. Yeah, I made a lot of money, but I was unhappy. I know some people out there be, ah, well, I'd like to be unhappy making that much money. But the reality is you can be unhappy making that much money. You can be unhappy making any amount of money. And then I said, you know, but imagine if I'd been working in a place where they liked me, where they got me, where they liked having me there, right? Not where I was an irritant constantly to them, right? And, you know, if you could just be a little more like this, Jim. Actually, this person I had today, this young kid, said to me in his last performance evaluation, his boss said to him, if you can believe this, and this stuff, you can't make this stuff up, said to him, you need to smile more. And he goes, what? And he said, you need to smile more. People have commented on the fact that you don't smile enough. And I didn't know, what to say. And I said to him, well, you're in the wrong place. I said, what are they all like, unhappy gas there? Everybody's running around smiling. And he said, no, he said, you know, I'm just a bit of a dour individual, you know, like I'm serious, a bit of a nerd, you know, I kind of keep to myself and, you know, I'm just not that kind of happy-go-lucky person. And I said, well, what's your firm like? And he goes, yeah, they're all a bit like that, you know, that sort of like happy people smiling, you know, high-fiving, you know, kind of stuff like that. And I and he feels he feels like he's the one who needs to change. So he said, you know, so I'm trying to smile a little more. And I said, what do you set your alarm clock to? It? Like, what is it? Like today I got a meeting at 11, so I'm going to walk in smiling. Like he's completely out of, so he doesn't feel successful, right? Because someone's bugging him about his smiling. And the reality is he's in the wrong place. And so it's hard to feel successful when you are in the wrong place. Success comes from feeling at ease and at comfort. And if you think about your close group of friends, right? There's a chemistry and an ease with them all. It doesn't mean they all have it with each other, but the lens at which you look through them, at them through, is a positive lens, right? You get the good parts of them, right? You're not nagged by the things that, you know, you don't like or make you crazy. And for some reason, you have that ability to look at those people through that lens. And the reason you do is because it fits with you. And there are other people you meet, and regardless of what they do, how they try, you just can't see them in any other way than completely irritating, right? And they just like they could just speak, breathe, do whatever, and it just irritates you, right? So, you know, this concept of success, you know, if we can manifest ourselves to make it much broader, right? And think at the core of ourselves and the people we surround ourselves with and being successful in people appreciating us for who we are and being successful in attaining a job or something or a job or an opportunity or starting a business or working in a company where we can successfully be utilized to the maximum of our skills. And measuring success as in not a place where they spend three quarters of the hour telling you the things you suck at, but spend three quarters of the hours spending time celebrating the things that you're good at and having ideas on how you could actually get better at the things that you're good at, how that company can utilize you more. I can't tell you the number of people that come out of performance evaluations that, you know, when they ask the company, you know, I really think I could be doing more here, right? And the reason people say that is because they really believe that. They really believe they're unutilized. So they're unfulfilled. And if you're unfulfilled, how can you feel successful? It's not possible. The two are in constant contradiction. So it's that constantly thinking about how do I put myself in that spot? Where do I find that place where I can successfully accomplish something every day? I can look at a week and think, God, that was a good week. Worked with some great people, had some great clients. I like the clients I go to see. Like, I don't have a client that I go to see that I don't like to see. There's none of them that I go, oh God, I got to go see Betty again, you know, or Mel or somebody else, right? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to their stories. So when I come home, I feel complete. I feel like I've had a great day of accomplishment. I've impacted lives. I've impacted my own life. Would I like to make more money? Absolutely. Who wouldn't, right? There's nobody in this earth that says, oh yeah, pass on the more money, you know, just got to pay a higher tax rate if I'm in a higher bracket, right? But at the end of the day, if you can break it all down to the successful moments, the successful weeks, days, hours, where I'm taking the time for me to figure out where can I have the maximum productivity. And, you know, when I go out and I make these speeches, people always say to me, yeah, that's, and I always look for this person in the crowd. Somebody puts their hand up and says, you know, that's really interesting, but, you know, life isn't really like that. You don't really have that luxury, right? You got to work for a living. And I always say to them, yeah, you do. Everybody has to work for a living. And I said, I'm not telling everybody to get up and leave their jobs and, you know, all of that stuff. But if you want to be successful, you got to be doing what you're good at. And you got to be doing it all day long. Because at the end of the day, the only measure of success that really matters is if you view yourself successfully. So, before we started, Katie, my producer, asked me, how do you define success when you can be good at certain things, but you don't enjoy doing them? And her description of that was, in her other job, she's really good at customer service, but she doesn't really enjoy doing it. And so, I guess, in my mind, if you don't enjoy doing it, then you can't consider it a success, because there are lots of things that we're good at, but we don't derive pleasure from it. And, you know, the best example I have on that, oftentimes I use them for my family. My son, Sam, is a phenomenal golfer. Hit a golf ball, 5 iron, 235 yard, hates the game. So regardless of the fact that Sam is, you know, athletically gifted in this game, it's a game that I love, so you can imagine how it drives me crazy. He doesn't love it. And so he doesn't define its success in golf. It doesn't matter to him, notwithstanding that he's really good at it. And he would define success at something that he's not as good at, but he enjoys doing. Not something that he's terrible at, but so I think there are varying degrees of it. But I think at the end of the day, if you don't enjoy it, if it doesn't really make you feel great, then can you ever be really good at it? Can you ever really know how good you can be at it? Because if it's just one of those things that I just happen to have a talent for it, but like with my eyes closed, I can do it easily, you're never going to really fully reach the full realm. Whereas, you know, I think this is where those quotations where hustle beats talent all the time, right? And you know, if that wasn't true, then only talented people would rise to the top, right? And sometimes being really good at something that you don't enjoy is a bit of a curse for people, and whether it's professionally or because people have this tendency to think, well, you're really good at it, so, you know, yeah, I don't understand why you don't enjoy it, right? But I don't enjoy it. It's like, I'm really good at it, but it doesn't derive any pleasure for me. So I think the two have to go hand in hand, right? To really define success and happiness. And I guess, you know, much of, you know, sometimes I interchange the words because I think that in order to be happy, you have to be successful. And in order to be successful, you have to be happy with yourself, right? And so it's easy in life to sort of say, yeah, I can do that off the back of my hand. You know, yeah, and that's not a problem. I'll do that, right? But I don't really enjoy it, right? People say that all the time. I don't really enjoy doing that. So I always say, so stop doing it. Ah, but it's not a problem. I can do it. I said, no. It's as much an issue as you doing something that you don't enjoy. They're not different. They're just flip sides of the coin, right? They both detract from you being absolutely able to maximize your capacity of happiness, right? You should be doing things that really turn you on, because even though you're great at that, you may get greater enjoyment of something that you're not as good at. And sometimes talent's a curse. I don't know, because I don't have any, but it is a curse, you know? And it's a curse all the time, right? It's like beauty, right? You read all kinds of articles about people that are too beautiful, right? And it's a curse in life, you know? I'm too beautiful. It's a curse in life, right? I'm too talented. I'm too this. I'm too that, you know? So I don't take any of those boxes, so I'm not particularly worried about that being a curse in my life, you know. I'm too outspoken. That's not a curse. That's just being an ass. So, last little thought. How do I measure success for myself this week? Look at the tasks ahead of you. Break them down into two columns. Given your druthers, which ones would you do all day long, every day? And which ones absolutely make you crazy to even think about starting, let alone doing? Don't think about it, oh, I have to do it in my job, or, you know, that's what I do. But just like ask yourself that question. And then ask yourself, why do I feel that way about these ones? And why do I feel that way about those ones? And you'll probably come to the conclusion that I'm really good at those. You know, there's something about them that fits with me, right? Gives me pleasure in doing them, right? It's like with me. It gives me pleasure every single day is sitting with people and watching the lights go on their faces, watching them think about themselves differently, knowing that when they leave that time with me, which I hope all of you feel the same way, that they feel better about themselves than they did when we first met. So a good starting point is, let's think positively about the things we enjoy doing on a weekly basis. And then secondly, think about the things we don't enjoy and ask ourselves the question, how do we tip that scale? Thanks, everybody. Look forward to our next chat.